Before we get to today's News AF, this podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. When you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting real pricing on actual inventory. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's not the case. People configure cars online only to later find out that those cars are not available. With True Car, you get real pricing on actual inventory, and not just pricing offered by True Car, pricing from an actual dealer, not just any dealer, a True Car certified dealer. It's a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price using True Car. You can easily find the car that you want, and True Car will show you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you'll know what a fair price is, so you can feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to True Car users by the True Car Certified Dealer Network, and there's over 13,000 True Car Certified Dealers nationwide. True Car users are also more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with a True Car certified dealer. And best of all, True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody, I'm Rob Cesternino back once again to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of August 22nd, 2017, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back, and it's, I guess, the beginning of the end of times, if you believe the story we reported a couple of weeks back about the planet Nibiru appearing shortly after the eclipse. And we will find out firsthand from two men who got up close and personal with the eclipse this week. First, the man that my son is so excited to see at this weekend's RahapCon, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm, again, very, very good. I did witness the total eclipse and the total eclipse of hearts firsthand, which was amazing. And so did Danny. We were like brothers, but we were in different locations.
Yes. We shared the shadow of the moon.
Sun Tyson. Brothers. Yes, Danny Bryson. Did you have a drone up in the sky for the eclipse, Danny?
I took it out and I held it in my hand and I thought, what could this possibly capture that would be sweet? And then I realized nothing that other people probably couldn't capture. So I folded it back up and put it in my backpack.
That they couldn't capture better. Yeah, I didn't take a single picture or anything of the entire event because I was like, I'm just going to drink it all in because I know some nerd has his bajillion D-dollar camera out.
I didn't film anything of the eclipse itself, really, but I did film a lot of my kids, and what I got back was pretty funny.
You know, they say that if you just were staring at the eclipse without your glasses, that was like nature's camera, that you were able to just store that imprint on your eyes. You didn't even need a camera.
Yeah, my two-year-old, so I put a camera in front of my kids and I filmed a lot of their reactions. And I did notice when watching the footage that my two-year-old kept staring directly at the sun without anything. And you hear me in the background yelling at her not to look at the sun, but that only makes them more curious. Why can't I look at the sun? And they start to do it even more.
Okay, well, you guys both went and traveled to some place where you could be in the complete totality. Is that right?
The path of totality.
The path of totality. Yes, the zone of totality. Okay. Tyson, you and I were texting yesterday, and I asked you, how was it? You said that the eclipse was maybe the greatest experience of your life.
I said the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Coolest thing you've ever seen. Okay, so basically the same thing.
Definitely. Yeah, 100%.
I will concur that it was something. I told Liz, got to be up there in the top five most impressive nature moments I've ever had. Just
five?
Unbelievable.
Only top five? What other nature moments have you had?
I didn't want to say number one. What if something else happens? Like,
well, so you could say so far.
I saw the fire hose pouring into the ocean at Volcanoes National Park.
I've seen that too. I've seen lava pour into the ocean. I've poked a stick into lava. I'm just saying, I don't want to say number one. I don't like saying number one.
Why were you poking a stick into lava? Were you trying to provoke the lava?
Because I was a kid.
Oh.
Then that's the first thing you do is try and set things on fire until I got yelled at by a ranger. But I don't know. Yeah, it was mind-blowing, to say the least. I'm with Tyson. I just can't, that moment of totality. Now I understand why people chase eclipses around the globe.
I'm going to chase one. I'm going to I'm going to try and get down to Argentina or Chile in 2 years for the next one.
See, Tyson's addicted now.
Well, now, isn't there another one coming up in like 6 or 7 years?
Yeah, it's going to cut through Texas.
Yes.
And then we actually have one coming straight through where Danny and I live in like 40 years.
Okay, yeah. So you guys have a chance at that one, right?
Yeah, 30 years.
So you say that after this weekend's RahapCon, we need to have another RahapCon come back to Utah in 40 years for the next eclipse?
Yeah, I think it's actually only 30 years. I think it's 2048 maybe is when it's going to be here.
Book the hotels early is what you're saying.
You do want to book early because everything was sold out. But the traffic was not as ridiculous as predicted.
Okay, it like, wasn't, and then it was. Because
until you came home.
Yeah, I got home in normal times from Idaho Falls.
Oh,
that's where
my
in-laws live. Yeah, but we were at the very – we were the spearhead of the traffic because I heard people later say it took 8 hours to 9 hours from home.
It took us a half hour longer because there was some traffic through Jackson Hole. Yeah. But – Rob, I feel bad for all these people who only witnessed part of the eclipse. They didn't see it in its totality. And they are posting pictures like it was so cool. But that was stupid. Because when it reached totality, you can take your glasses off and look at it with the naked eye. And it's dark all around you. The temperature has dropped. And it looks like something straight from a Star Wars movie.
Tice has become a totality snob.
Totality snob. Yeah.
Turning his nose up at all those 75%ers to 95%ers.
I feel bad for them thinking what they saw was impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look down upon them from your ivory tower.
Yeah. So I tried to make the cereal box eclipse viewer and I just threw it in the garbage. It was like, I was like, what the hell am I looking at? I'm just looking at the shape of the hole that I made in the box. I'm like, what is it? I threw it away. I got so angry. I said, this is a piece of crap and they shouldn't even advertise this as something that you can do.
Yeah, the eclipse will make you angry. I think it made a lot of people angry, especially
when it
was over.
It really did. I was like, why is the sun a square? And it's like, oh, because the hole I made is like square shaped. That's what's going on here. And maybe I did it wrong, but I said, this is worthless.
I wish you would have come to the path of totality with me and Danny, because that was really amazing.
Yeah, that seems like the better way to go. How far did you have to travel for that?
4 hours.
4 hours. I mean, why didn't you advertise that as the guy's trip?
Yeah, that's a
would
good point.
Come? Because the families wanted to go see it too.
You could have come. I didn't know it was so much of a thing. Maybe the next time, the next one.
Nobody knew. I think the people here were like, oh, it's going to be 91% totality. That's good enough for us. And then they're here. And at 91%, I witnessed 91% as it crossed over. You could tell that the lighting was a little bit different and the temperature had dropped like 2 degrees, but you still couldn't look at the sun or even get. You didn't have any clue that the sun was being blocked out unless you were looking at it.
Let me just say this. It was so impressive that had I been born in the Stone Age or even the Bronze Age, I would have made a human sacrifice right then and there from fear.
Yes.
It's that awe-inspiring. You're like, okay, well, the sun just got covered. We have to kill someone to bring it back out.
Yeah, right now.
I totally make sense. When you read all those stories about human sacrifice, you're like, yeah, if I witnessed one of these, I'd be throwing people into pits of fire.
Do you think that we'll read a lot about 9 months from now, a lot of babies were conceived during totality?
Well, because the average American sex session takes a 1 minute and like 10 seconds. So.
Yeah. Tyson, I don't think, did you notice anybody fornicating during totality?
No, it was too awe-inspiring. Yeah. Nobody was touching anybody.
What about right after?
Yeah, they were probably drunken on the eclipse, consumed. I bet a lot of people had moments, euphoric moments all alone. But copulation didn't begin until after the moon released its grip on the sun's rays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tyson, Ben in the chat accuses you of eclipse shaming. What do you say about those charges?
I'm 100% correct. I watched so many friends on Facebook be like, look at this cool picture I took through the glasses. We had 89% coverage. And I was like, you sorry, sorry fool. You have no idea. You've never experienced the best. So this is all you get. And you think it's amazing. And it kind of is. But when you reach total eclipse, that puts everything else. Like, I could do without any of the other coverage. Yeah. As long as I got to see the total eclipse for that couple of minutes.
You're not going to be able to shame Tyson for shaming others.
Yeah. What other coverage, Tyson? Like news coverage or no, like lunar coverage?
The lunar coverage. Because it takes like an hour as the moon moves in front of the sun. And you're watching it thinking, oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, that's pretty cool with those goggles that everybody had. And then it reaches total eclipse and everything goes dark. And you can take your glasses off and stare right at it for like over two minutes and just like mind blown. I don't think anybody, we were in this like campground and everybody at the same time total eclipse happened, everybody screamed at, I think we screamed at the sun, at the eclipse, just like, whoa.
Did the sun get freaked out?
No, it stayed behind. Mm-hmm. It didn't move at all.
I was kind of annoyed by all the cheering. I was equally as annoyed by the cheering as I am by cheering at the end of a movie
or a flight.
I'm like, why are you cheering? Like, I heard right cheering all around me. I'm like, stop, people. It would be better if it was just total silence.
Did you like the emoji movie? Is that why you liked it so much? Because nobody was cheering at the end of it?
Yeah, nobody cheered at all.
guess what my kid got from his McDonald's Happy Meal on the way back?
An emoji toy.
The hand with the band-aid.
Yes. Yeah.
So that ruined the eclipse spirit right there. I'm like, throw that out, son. I'm going to watch you say
high five.
I like the cheer. I like the collective cheer when it first happened.
I don't know why, but it annoyed me. I'm like, can we just all be quiet and I can pretend that you don't exist?
Could you go somewhere?
There's few moments where every single 100% of the people agree that that should be something cheered for.
Okay, I like that. The whole holding hands, kumbaya moment.
It's just like, oh, in this moment, all of our minds are blown equally, and nobody can deny that what they're witnessing is amazing.
Simultaneous blowing.
Yes. Yeah. Danny, could you bring noise-canceling headphones to
next
the...
Time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Argentina with Tyson, and then I'm going to stand far enough away so I don't have to hear him
cheer. Okay. So we're doing research on our drive home about the one in Argentina. It actually, in the middle of the ocean is where you're going to see it the best for the longest amount of time. Yeah. But totality does happen on the southern tip of Argentina and Chile. But that's in July, so that'll be winter. But a better place to be would be the Pitcairn Islands.
Ooh, that would be cool.
But have you ever heard of those places?
No. Yeah, I've heard of the Pitcairn Islands.
There's 52 people in the country that live there in an 18 square mile.
Oh, they're going to hoard the eclipse to themselves.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. 6 adult men all got charged with with kiddie, like something or other, something really bad.
Yeah.
And the 6 guys who all got, it was like a ring of guys, and the 6 men who got charged with it, that was like a third of the adult male population on the island. And now if you're a minor, you have to get special permission and prove that you're going to be like protected while you're there.
So what you're saying, Tyson, is during the totality, you may get molested.
If you're underage, yes. But it's crazy. Here's what I'm thinking.
Bring a chaperone.
Let's pool our money together.
Yeah.
Let's pool our money together and pay those 52 people to just leave the island forever, and the islands will be ours.
Mm. I like what you're thinking. So we'll buy the island out. Like, they may not even know that the eclipse is coming to their island.
Yeah.
We'll make a sweet deal with them.
Exactly. Their total GDP, is that what it's called? Yeah. Is like under 200 grand.
Yeah, okay, so we could – so that the one valuable export they have is this eclipse that's coming. We'll buy the island out. We'll get like a big loan to buy the island out from them, and then we'll make the money back by – we'll do like – we'll really like – just like when the Olympics comes to a city. We won't even go to the eclipse. Let's just set up this like a really like gouge everybody on Airbnb.
So Tyson, by the way, I'm looking at an article here and it says, why will nobody move to Pitcairn? I don't know how to say the island name. The Pacific Island with free land. Only one person has responded to an appeal for islanders on the British colony settled by the HMS Bounty mutineers for free land. Only
probably
one person.
The molesters, I think.
It attracts a certain type of individual. I think
that's probably
the pedos. The pedos respond.
Tell us why.
Yeah,
I didn't know actually, it was free land.
Maybe this is some kind of like honey trap or honey pot or whatever they call it for pedos. So if you respond for the free land, they arrest you the minute you set foot on the island.
No way.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe it's better you just try to get the whole island all at once. Looks like a nice island, though.
Yeah, they might have even put out fake news that the eclipse is coming there. I think that they might have just been trying to get it on this press.
Luring.
By the way, Tyson, the southern part of Argentina, Chile area, that's pretty rad. It would be cool to see.
But it's going to be in the dead of their winter.
I know. It'd still be pretty cool.
Now,
it's a cool place.
Could I experience exactly what you guys experienced on Google Cardboard at some point?
It won't be quite the same, though.
But it'll be close.
There is a whole Tyson's right. There's this whole atmosphere.
And being able to see the entire 360 of everything around, the light dimming. None of the pictures I've seen have done it even a smidgen of justice.
Well, but this is virtual reality, Tyson. If anybody has a virtual reality link to the eclipse, I would like to watch that.
Yeah, you could get close, but then there's the temperature going down. There's the dogs that start barking. Just all the weirdness that surrounds that moment.
Well, I do think that would be captured. The temperature change.
It wouldn't
would not
be the
be
same.
Captured. Yeah. I would feel the same in terms of I would have glasses on just like you guys did.
Yeah. But we got to take our glasses off.
Yeah.
During the total eclipse. I was going to say that when we went into the national park, they had this special pamphlet that answered all your eclipse questions. And it was it was worded all weird. Like all the questions were like, can I drink alcohol at the eclipse? And the answer was, yes, drink responsibly. And then it was like, can I bring my pet to the eclipse? Like it's a location. And it was like, yes.
Yeah, what if your dog looks at the sun? I think that was the thing.
Can I shoot my gun into the air during the eclipse?
No, at the eclipse, not during. They didn't word it as during the eclipse. That was all.
Okay. Can I fire my AK-47 at the eclipse?
Exactly. And it had a list of the 20 stupidest questions, and they were all answered. But what was another one? Can I ride my bike to the eclipse?
Can I get pregnant during the eclipse?
No, at the eclipse.
Yeah.
Can the eclipse get me pregnant?
Well, in a miracle, probably. I guess it could. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's
well,
how the Bible started.
That is. If anybody has any other eclipse questions, you can post them in the chat, and Tyson and Danny will do their best to try to answer them. No dumb questions, okay? They're only smart eclipse questions from here on out, right?
And prepare for Tyson to talk down to you from his eclipse snobbery.
Should we set up an eclipse panel for RahapCon? Do you see if we have time for that?
See if we can get some scientists on there?
Yes. Well, no, you guys. What do we need scientists for?
Yeah. I guess we could. I should have taken my 360 cam. I could have done a virtual reality video of that.
Take it to Argentina.
I will.
Okay.
Guys, trip 2019
to the 2019. All right, so let's talk about a place that we will not be going because I think that we are on the same page here against Chuck E. Cheese for their new stance to phase out animatronic singing bands. Danny, why in the world at this point, when we're so close to the great era of robots, why would Chuck E. Cheese start removing animatronic singing bands?
They were so early to the game, right? If they could just stick it out. And every now and then there's a company that fails, like that woman who lost the patent on the fidget spinner. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they got huge. There's always these people who are just a little too early. And I feel like Chuck E. Cheese may have been that way. But children everywhere are rejoicing because now the thing of nightmares has been removed from the stage.
Here's the problem. This is what's happening. So Chuck E. Cheese should have removed the animatronics in the 80s when everybody was terrified of them and thought it was creepy and weird. But they stuck it out to the point where it became a novelty and hilarious. And people were going to Chuck E. Cheese just because of how stupid the animatronic band was. Now that they're getting rid of that, there's no there's no ironic reason to go to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Good point. You don't go for the pizza.
You don't go for the pizza. You don't go for the games. You go, like, the only ever times I've been to Chuck E. Cheese as an adult, the only pictures I have of it are me with that band.
Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do? Does it say?
So they are going to take them away because they say that the spokesperson is saying that children are more sophisticated and they're used to special effects. So the kids are not as entertained. So while you guys are entertained, I'm entertained by them. Kids are just not impressed. Like, they're too busy. Like, they grew up watching Pixar. These bands, yeah. Like these animatronic bears, are not impressing them.
But kids aren't the ones driving themselves to Chuck E. Cheese. It's the adults like me who would only go if the creepy, gross band was still there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, where they're like, the drummer doesn't work anymore, so he's just kind of limp and dead. And then the timing's off on everything. And like, some of the light bulbs in their eyes don't work anymore. It's incredible. It's an incredible experience.
Yeah. Danny, what would kids like to see at Chuck E. Cheese? Will we have some sort of like hologram band?
Okay. Yeah. Tupac. Well, say nice. Hologrammed. I don't know if he's family. Could
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. Although right. That's not a good one.
No,
for kids,
no, right? No. He's on the islands.
The hologram of Michael Jackson. Yeah. So excited to be there, though. Can you imagine how happy the hologram of Michael Jackson would be on that stage?
Yeah. Handing out Jesus juice. like Rob said, maybe Michael Jackson can get a gig at the Pit Cairn.
Yeah, on all that free land, set during that up. Right. Could hologram Tupac at Chuck E. Cheese, could they get him like singing kid songs? I mean, you could reprogram hologram Tupac, right?
As long as Tupac's estate is thinks that's worth it, then yes. I bet you could get him to sing anything.
Yeah. Tyson, are you in on this? Hologram Tupac singing for the kids? That's a win-win for the parents and the kids?
So you can make him sing anything?
Yeah.
Or he just has to sing the Tupac hits?
No, I think you would have the Tupac, I mean, at Chuck E. Cheese, you would have Tupac sing kid songs.
And then the drummer from Def Leppard, maybe. I know he's not dead, but we should get him in hologram. We could construct a whole hologram band.
You could probably give the drummer from Def Leppard a second arm if it's a hologram, right?
Mm-hmm. Like a second arm of that's a snake.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Okay.
Did you guys see the video of Tommy Lee coming out of the first class cabin bathroom after joining the Mile High Club?
Geez, I must have missed that.
It's big news. I haven't seen it either.
Big news. I'll hit that one up right
away. When did this happen?
Yeah, I think it was in the last week or so that TMZ had the footage of Tommy Lee, that somebody was like filming Tommy Lee went into the bathroom with his girlfriend on a flight. And then after a while, like one of them came out and then like 30 seconds, the other one came out.
It's not what you think. He's pretty old. It's hard for him to pull up his pants and
tight spaces. Is that what it is?
And wipe his butt. So that's why he has assistance. That young female companion. She's a nurse, probably.
Yeah, Ben says he did not join. He was just renewing his membership. So that was it.
Actually, a good comment. Yeah, definitely wasn't joining.
Yeah.
Not him.
Okay. So we could really put together this holographic dream team to sing all of the kids' hits. It's a win-win for the parents and for the kids. Come see, like, instead of Tyson going to go, sit there at a Willie Nelson concert waiting for 86-year-old Willie Nelson, holographic Willie Nelson performs with Tupac and the drummer from Def Leppard at Chuck E. Cheese and Frank Sinatra. I think this is great.
But don't you think we need to freshen it up a little bit? Maybe bring in some younger, like, I don't know,
skinny
images?
Elvis?
I'm thinking maybe something from the cartoon world.
Oh, like who?
Like Phineas and Ferb. I don't know. Someone more. I don't think the kids would know who any of those people are.
Do the kids need to? I mean, do they know who the bears are?
The adults need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the bear's backstory? I don't even know that.
I don't know. Do you want to explore that in the hologram?
Yeah, just make it really deep. Like, no, you're right. It's purely for entertainment value, and you got to give the parents something to latch onto. So I think, stick with the original idea.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the animatronic band one more time?
Yes.
Okay. Here is a YouTube clip of the animatronic band. Tonight, everybody just have a good time. No, in hindsight, it's terrifying. They should shut this down. It's
hilarious.
I can see Tupac singing that.
Come out.
With Frank Sinatra. Those robots are terrifying. Yeah, that's why I think kids everywhere are rejoicing because the nightmares will now go away.
Yeah. At least, you know, once we have the human hologram singing it, it'll be fine.
Less creepy.
Less creepy. So, yeah, they made the right call.
Or just have an empty stage and then you hold up your phone with augmented reality and you can choose the performers.
Oh, you get to pick in your Google Glass or Google Cardboard.
Or or just on your phone. You select from a selection of artists and you can put them right up on stage.
Yeah. Okay. Tyson, you on board with that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We got to revamp this band somehow, but not so much. Make it less scary,
mm-hmm.
but still have it. Because the only reason I'm going is to see this band.
So you
are we still talking about showbiz?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So what do you need? Do you need the holograms performing this song? Do you need the animatronic band singing a new song?
I need the animatronic band. Here's how we do it. This just came to me. Get the presidents from the Hall of Presidents at Disney World.
Okay.
And have them be the band. Because they're scary, not as scary. Cool. Like, you could have Abe Lincoln be like, time to rock out.
Yeah, it's educational, too. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the Hall of Presidents is going to take over, and they're going to play the same song?
They don't always play that song. They try to stay 5 years after current.
Okay.
So like Party Rockin' was playing right there. That's brand new to them. What was a big hit 5-6 years
ago? Yeah, it's like movie distribution for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the hits of like 2011, that's what they're going to play. All right.
Yep.
All right, I like it. Before we get to our next story, let me just tell you about our friends over at A&E who have a second season of Leah Remini, Scientology, and The Aftermath. That the groundbreaking season has kicked off new episodes on Tuesdays at 9 on A&E. Leah Remini's mixing it up with the Scientologist once again, Danny.
Dude, they are always mixing it up everywhere, all the time, in every industry.
Yeah. And she is not afraid of who she doesn't care who she's going to piss off now, Leah Remini.
She pissed off what's his name for years.
Who?
The King of Queens guy.
Oh, Kevin James? Yeah, but that was just on TV.
Well, now she's doing it in real life.
What? He's not a Scientologist.
No. But she honed her pissing off people skills in that show. And now she's pissing off probably Tom Cruise and Beck and all sorts of people.
Yeah, well, they can't keep her quiet for long because she continues her quest to give a voice to the victims of the Church of Scientology. She is exploring accounts of the former members whose lives have been significantly impacted by the church's practices. You can catch up on episodes of the show on the A&E app and on AneTV.com. That's Leah Remini, Scientology, and The Aftermath. Let's talk about a story sent to us by a number of our listeners about the World Championships in Excel spreadsheets, which gives out $7,000 in money. This year, it was won by a 17-year-old Chick-fil-A employee who has never worked in an office, and they became the first American to win in 16 years. Tyson, are you excited to see the Excel spreadsheet championship return to the U.S.?
Oh, my gosh. It's been too long, and we've been waiting and waiting for this. And how did this person win? Like, they don't have an office job. They're young, and they're just like, you know what I like to do in my spare time when I'm not working at Chick-fil-A? I like to just make spreadsheets on Excel.
Well, you know what? Take a look at this kid, and you'll see that he was born to do spreadsheets.
People probably like making spreadsheets about all sorts of interesting things.
Yes. So
maybe he made spreadsheets about like fast food and the prices of hamburgers or whatever, right? So he might have been using it for good in a very entertaining way.
Yeah. I don't think that he was using spreadsheets for his work at Chick-fil-A. I think he just happened to work there.
Yeah, that's what I think too. But if you're not using spreadsheets for work, how are you able to even create a spreadsheet?
Yeah. Well, I think he might, maybe he's just like ranking everything in his life and stuff like that.
No. One, he did it. So this is the kind of spreadsheet he does. He once did a spreadsheet presentation on how ballparks' field dimensions affect players' batting averages.
Okay.
So he's sports centric when it comes to his spreadsheet.
He could be the GM of the Mets. Well, fine. I'm fine with him.
Yeah.
Get him in young.
Moneyball the entire MLB again.
That's exactly what he wants. He says he wants to work in a major league front office, Moneyball style.
And he's working at Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm.
Get this kid a job.
Atlanta Falcons has a Chick-fil-A in their stadium.
So now let's follow the money. Okay, because the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the Falcons opened up this week, and people were very excited that there is a Chick-fil-A inside the stadium. People are psyched, except for the fact that Chick-fil-A, as many people know from some of their political views, they are...
And religious views.
They close Chick-fil-A on Sunday, which means that a majority of the Falcons games, which are played on Sundays, will not have this new Chick-fil-A open.
This is perfect.
Great Chick-fil-A to work.
This is perfect. So he'll work there on the games where it's a Saturday game or a weekday game. Mm-hmm. And then on the Sunday games, he'll work in the office at Crunchy Numbers.
Yes, this was perfect. So Crunchy Chicken during the week, Crunchy Numbers on Sunday when the games are. No, was this all a plot to, they knew that this 17-year-old whiz kid was working at Chick-fil-A. How do we get him to come work for the Atlanta Falcons? I got it. Open a Chick-fil-A in the stadium. We know they don't even open on Sundays. And then we'll, you know, get that kid to transfer here. He'll want to work here. He wants to get into sports. And now we have the next GM of the Atlanta Falcons right under our nose.
First thing he's going to do is put a spreadsheet together showing how stupid it was to put a Chick-fil-A in the stadium.
No, it was all a plot to get him.
I know, but once he's there, he's going to point out the flaw using Excel spreadsheets, saying, why? I've got this very large spreadsheet that shows how stupid it is this Chick-fil-A is here.
You know, yes. He's also has a spreadsheet for the Atlanta Falcons showing that they had maybe a flawed game plan in the last Super Bowl where his numbers reveal that instead of passing the ball and giving Tom Brady and the Patriots a lot of time to come back, they could have just gone a different and controversial way of just running out the clock.
I don't think it takes a spreadsheet master to understand that's probably a good idea. If you could build a time machine, that's probably what they would do with hindsight.
Yeah. Okay. So watch for this kid. He's a champion. He's got the heart of a champion, Tyson.
Yeah, he really does. Okay. I think whatever team he goes to is going to be very fortunate, even if it's just another Chick-fil-A.
He's got very tidy hair, to say the least.
Yes.
I mean, that alone.
Yes, he's got a real clean-cut look. Looks like a GM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we were also sent this story by Taylor Johnson about a Judge Judy clip went viral this week when she let loose a dog in the courtroom to settle a dispute over who it belonged to. The woman claimed she bought the dog on the street, and the man claimed it belonged to him. And ultimately, the dog jumped into the man's arms, and it was ruled to be his dog.
This is some real King Solomon shiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Right, next to cutting the dog in half, this is just genius. This is why she's worth $400 million.
Yeah.
Wow. People are really excited about this. Tyson, does this, in your mind, indicate ownership, whoever the dog goes to?
I mean, if you let the dog choose its owner, if it knows both parties, I think that's fair enough.
I mean, it could also indicate who smells more like bacon.
Right. Who had a Baconator for lunch?
Yeah, that's true. If this were a custody battle for children, Danny, who would win? You or Liz?
I would win for sure. Those kids are coming straight to me.
Is that how we should decide custody battles? That just like put the kid in the court, and then whoever the kid goes to, that's the kid. Like who should have ownership of the kid?
I feel like there's more that goes into custody than that.
Maybe we should make it like those mazes that mice do with cheese at the end, so that they can't see which parent. they just are going off of like sense and olfactics. And so there's no like the dad can't be, you know, showing the money sign.
Well, while
the
kid's is also looking. A sense.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what I'm trying to say. And I want to remove some of the things that can play into it. Like, hey, son, you come over here. I'll get you a new car.
Okay. Type so of thing. We have to put both of the parents behind glass. So they can't they can't hear. They can't say like, hey, come to me. I'll buy you ice cream. I've got candy.
Animatronic robots of the parents that both say the same thing. Mm. I love you, son or daughter. And that's all I can say.
Mm. What about a hologram? Could we get the hologram to just be like them just like standing there?
That's kind of sounds terrifying. What, you know, door one or door two? This is your future.
Oh, here's the thing. You get to, as a parent, you get to choose whether you do a animatronic replica, a wax replica, or a hologram replica. And then you put that out there, and then the other person who's fighting for custody gets to choose their thing, and that could make the whole difference.
Mm-hmm. Who's financing your child well wax enough figures?
Madame Tussauds.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't always look right, though.
No, they never sell them. Right.
And that's the thing, is because when you put a monopoly on building wax figurines, you're eventually going to get sloppy.
Yeah.
They don't look right at all.
Okay, so I think we're really on to something. Danny, would a pet come to you?
You know what's weird? I don't like dogs. I don't hate dogs. It tends to be more of a dislike of dog owners that I have a problem with. And yet dogs tend to come to me. Not Tyson's dog. I don't think Tyson's dog, but a lot of dogs, I'm like, I don't want you anywhere near me, yet you seem drawn to me.
I don't have a dog.
Me.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have a
Rachel
dog.
Has a dog.
My wife
okay,
has
Rachel's
a dog.
Dog, but dogs are drawn to me, so it would work against me in this case because the dog would probably come to me, and I'm the last person on earth who wants a dog.
Do you think it's because you don't wash your butthole very well?
I'm sure that could play a part. Essence. Also, I eat a lot of fast food, so maybe I'm constantly I'm because they have such sensitive noses, I'm constantly putting out like fatty smells, and that's what they love.
Yeah. Okay. So the dog will always come to Danny. Could people hire you if they go into some sort of like Judge Judy custody battle over a pet to stand in their corner?
Yeah, I'm available for $10,000.
Yeah. $10,000 for Danny to come out and be your corner person in any sort of pet custody battle.
Yeah, I'll stand next to you and the dog will come to me.
Yeah. Okay. And then we got one other story going on this week where a lot of people in our Facebook group wanted us to talk about this. The story of how 13 years ago, a woman lost her engagement ring when she was gardening. She ended up getting a ring of replacement, much like Christmas had on Big Brother this season. So her husband would not notice this happen. This week, she found the ring grown around a fully grown carrot, completely intact. Tyson, do you buy this story or is this fake news?
First of all, a lot of people are annoyed by this story because it's gotten shared so many times. But if this story is in fact true, it is mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she lost the ring, like, what, 30, 40 years ago, something like that. And then she moves away from the property, but her family still owns it. And her granddaughter or something found a carrot with the ring through it. But there's so much at, like, this could be faked so easily. You can grow a carrot through a ring, probably, without much effort. And
what's the upside to fake this story?
To making a fake story?
Yeah.
This What's fake, the upside to this making fake any story. Fake story?
Well, what? You're
going to get a reality TV show out of it.
Who's doing this? Who's behind this? Big Carrot?
Big Carrot or anti-wedding ring because she bought a replacement, so now she owns two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be that.
There is one part of the story that bothers me, and that is that if she thought that wedding ring was so precious, why would she be gardening with it on?
I do a lot of things with my wedding ring.
Yeah, but your men's wedding rings are slightly different. They don't snag as easily. They're not as bulky and generally not as expensive.
Have so you seen my wedding ring?
Yeah, I've seen yours. It doesn't fit the typical wedding ring, so I'm discarding it. It's not typical. So, but for most guys, it's just a smooth piece of metal. Now, for the woman, it's expensive. They tend to be more sentimental. And
it's all snaggy.
I have such a hard time believing that if she thought it was such a great wedding ring to begin with, she would actually go out and garden with it.
Yeah.
Now, does it say she took it off because she realized she was wearing it and she didn't want to lose it and then it fell off of the wheelbarrow or something like that? But I think it just came off of her finger.
Hmm. Yeah. The picture kind of freaks me out because I've seen it a bunch of times and it looks like that somebody just has like a really fat finger with a ring around. They're like, they're never going to get that ring off.
Yeah. Like a bee sting finger.
Yeah. Yeah. What are they going to ultimately do with this ring now? Are they just going to keep it around the carrot like a ship in a bottle, Tyson?
I think eventually the carrot's going to dry and shrivel and die.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think I'm starting to come around with Danny and starting to think that this is a fake story.
Yeah.
It's so sensational. And so, like, did the millennial Facebook group pull another one over on us? Xennials.
Yes. It's a cute story, too, because, of course, you know, diamonds are a certain number of carats. So, you know, that any, you know, you get a ring and then it's a diamond. Like, how many carats is it? I mean, this just so happens this was a diamond ring growing on a carat.
A half carat diamond with a whole carat through it.
Right. Right. Danny.
So she lost her ring in 2004.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it wasn't there for that long, which kind of helps make it seem a little bit more true. Another part of the story is she said she went to go pull a weed, which I will pull a random weed, right, without gardening. So she went to go pull just one long weed, and the ring got snagged and came off. So she's got some good backup stories for both of my biggest problems with the story. Okay. She cried for weeks. Mm-hmm. Then she has a picture of the ring that she bought and replaced it with. And then – I'm looking at the lady now. Old people can lie. We've been told that they're like really like
no. I've seen Titanic, generation. Right?
So yeah, right. They can lie, but I'm looking into her eyes in this picture, and I don't see the eyes of a woman who would make up a carrot story. But
yeah, but
here's
this
the thing:
a stock photo.
Yeah, it could be a stock photo. And the granddaughter is the one who brought the carrot over. So the granddaughter, what if she found it, grew it into a carrot, and then brought it over to make it more sensational?
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm not willing to say that it's actual craptual, but it's just one of those things that's so weird. It's hard to believe it's true.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we have more updates on Carrotgate.
Not like a total solar eclipse that we saw with our own two eyes, Danny, you and I.
Right.
But anybody who didn't see it with their two eyes would obviously have some doubts.
They think it was fake news. They think it was fake news. Dominic in the chat says, wouldn't it be better if it was around an onion? Would that be better or worse?
It would be a little bit funnier.
Mm-hmm.
An onion. Well, could you? How do onions grow? They start off pretty small. You could do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. All right. So we will see if we have any other updates in the story, if anybody comes forward with the true information of what went on here. All right. Danny, do you have any stories that are in the Bolt Hall this week?
Yes, you want to play the song so I can mentally prepare myself?
Yes, of course I do.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal.
So good.
By the way, Dominic is updating us that if it was growing around an onion, it would then be an onion ring.
Oh, man. He softballed that in there. None of us picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even a single one of us.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Natalie joins us to say, whoa, Danny, you look so different from your voice.
Oh.
Yeah, that could be good or bad. I don't know which. I'm just going to assume good because I can do that.
Boy.
Guys. I think the cartel listens to our podcast.
Which one?
Uh-oh.
I think, are there three now or is there just one? It's hard to say. There's been a lot of wars, but someone is listening to it because during the pigeon story, remember the pigeon that carried the ecstasy pills and was caught?
Yes.
And arrested is now in a cage. Well, remember I said, why don't they just use a drone? Mm-hmm. That just seems like a no-brainer. And I think that you guys poo-pooed the idea a little bit of using a drone a little bit. But somebody listened and thought it was a great idea because the cartel or drug dealers or whoever just tried to use a drone to transport 13 pounds of meth across the border. $46,000 street value.
It sounds heavy. And, wow.
Yeah, well, it's a big drone. It's a DJI drone. And I think it can hold a lot.
Okay.
Whatever it is. It can hold 16 pounds of meth. That's what it says on the website on DJI.com. Will carry 16 pounds of meth or 13 pounds. So I think that what it proves is that it actually isn't a very good idea. I think the pigeon is actually a better idea than the drone. That's why I brought it up, to say that I think that you guys were right.
Okay. The pigeon is a better idea than the drone.
Because the pigeon is silent, right? This drone looks like a monstrosity. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 arms with 2 blades on each arm. I mean, it must make a racket when you're flying that across the border.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a great idea. Plus, the drone is $5,000. You can get a pigeon for free.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over in the big cities.
Yeah.
So there's no overhead there except for the drugs. And then, yeah, the drone probably has a serial number that can be traced back to you. You know, the person
not ideal
from DJI.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of it's hard to cover your tracks. The pigeon has no serial number
that we know of.
That we mm-hmm. know of, and so I just think that pigeon delivery is the way to go. That's all I'm saying.
So you think pigeon delivery is the future of delivery?
Mm-hmm. It just makes so much more sense.
So yeah. You think Amazon even should start using pigeons?
Yeah. Well, for maybe things on the dark web. Does Amazon work selling dark web objects? I think the dark web should. It's Amazon.
On behalf of Amazon, pigeons. No comment.
Now, Karen is asking, could we get a drone that looks like a pigeon, Danny? Is that possible?
Oh. That's actually a good question. Does the technology exist? Does the drone pigeon crossover technology exist? Because it's got to stay small. The problem with this drone is it's just massive. I mean, it looks as big as a person. It's just huge.
A helicopter drone?
Yeah, it's basically a helicopter. So it's like next step up is a helicopter. So if you're gonna transport drugs, I recommend pigeon. That's just my non-professional opinion.
Yeah, Cartel, if you're listening again this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go back to pigeon.
Hard backpacks. To also, yeah, trace the pigeon back to you. If somebody catches the pigeon's not going to talk.
But what if Judge Judy gets there and is like, okay, pigeon, go.
Yeah, go find it. Like, there's like a lineup and Judge Judy like releases the pigeon. Go to your owner.
Yeah, that would be terrible. Like a real police lineup and the pigeon, instead of saying, all right, do you recognize any of these guys? They just let the pigeon go into the room.
Get away from me.
Yeah, that's a danger.
Yeah,
but I think the pigeon is the better way to go.
Yeah. Okay. So, good to watch out for.
Just
an update.
That's not the story.
Okay.
That I wanted to share. Now, guys, RahapCon is coming up.
Yes.
Salt Lake.
Yes.
Right? RahapCon.com. If you want to still get out there, still some tickets left.
Have we talked about our own personal bodyguards? What are we doing for bodyguards?
No.
How many bodyguards do each of us get?
Yeah.
We haven't really discussed security, right?
Not yet.
And that's
one bodyguard.
Okay. Tyson has two bodyguards. So but look, this is perfect because there is an app now that allows at least Chinese citizens for the moment to hire personal bodyguards for as little as $8 an hour, £8 an hour.
But are you getting what you pay for?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they start at $8. And they could go all the way up to 23 pounds per hour.
Well, if we're going to be honest, last night I bought some Powerball tickets. And on the drive home from the eclipse, I was thinking, like, if I won this thing, I'd have to get a bodyguard. How much do you pay a bodyguard? Do I need him all the time? Is he like my security guard? Is he my chauffeur? How much do you have to pay him to make sure he doesn't turn on you?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, a lot of stuff.
Right now, you know. This will simplify the process when you win, which is basically a sure thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
You got to pay him a lot. You got to pay him a lot so that somebody can't just come along and say, like, hey, I need to kill Tyson. Here's $20. Make yourself scarce.
Yeah. He has a safe. He has a safe in his basement that's filled with gold bars, because that's kind of what probably I would do.
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put it all straight into gold bars?
No, just like a third of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember the Chinese developed the female hand torch or flamethrower?
Yes, yes.
This is who this service is kind of for. It's for these girls in China, it's a rare commodity, more rare than a diamond, I guess. And so now they have flamethrowers. Now they can hire bodyguards. Again, I don't know if it's enough money to protect them from the bodyguard, but it's just another level of protection. And why not, Tyson? $23. What you could do, Tyson, is rotate the bodyguards you use. So never use the same one twice.
So you're saying $23 per bodyguard just for that little extra security in your mind.
Yeah. Just for that peace at night to know that Chinese $23 Chinese bodyguard, when he's standing in your darkened house, you can feel comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, can we get those jobs? Is it like driving an Uber that we can just whenever we're free? Okay, well, I'm not doing anything today. Could I go be a bodyguard for somebody for the day? Does it work with an app?
Let me log into the app and see if I get pinged.
Yes.
It does kind of sound like bodyguards are expected to take manners and etiquette training and are required to wear a uniform. So as long as you can meet those requirements, sounds like you could be a bodyguard. Although it does say
no background check.
Most of them are security guards. I mean, they are veterans of the army, or they have some background in military or policing.
Okay, good.
So, Tyson, just saying, when you win that lottery, when will you know if you won the Powerball?
Wednesday evening.
Cool. So Thursday morning, you'll be a different man.
Yeah.
If I am acting differently at all, you can rest assured I won the Powerball.
And then when do you get the money?
As soon as you claim it.
As soon as you claim it. So you could have it potentially by the weekend.
Yeah, I probably would. I'd claim it. So I'd be the fastest guy to claim it because I don't need any type of that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, can you guys hear that phone ringing?
No.
No.
Oh.
You're good. Okay.
Okay, good.
All right, Dan, anything else in the bolt hole?
Yeah, that's it, guys. That's it.
Robbie says bodyguards won't protect you from ghost peppers, Danny.
Okay, wait. That does bring me to another topic of conversation. I don't know who posted the video of the pepper eating contest.
Yeah.
But I watched it and I was horrified because the look on their faces, the ones who made it to the ghost pepper, was not a face of joy and happiness. It was one of regret and sorrow and pain. There was nothing happy in their faces when they ate that ghost pepper.
Did they remember to line their stomach?
It looked horrible.
And I can't believe you're still doing this, because he texted me after it. He's like, I'm still doing it.
No. Guys, you need to watch that video. And you'll understand why no sane person would eat a ghost pepper.
Did they just eat one? Or how many did they eat?
So they worked up to it. So it started off with like 5,000, a pepper with 5,000 Scoville heat units or whatever it is. And then it worked all the way up to the ghost pepper. So they had a stomach full of peppers. But the Scoville heat unit on a ghost pepper was insane. I want to say it was like a million.
I didn't even know about this ranking. What is it called?
Just the Scoville?
Scoville heat units.
Yeah.
Just the one big bite. It's just you could get the whole ghost pepper in your mouth at once, swallow it down without chewing it, trick the entire audience into thinking you're a big man.
Oh, okay. I really need these people to believe I'm a big man, because that's important to me.
Yeah. Karen wants to know, will you at least lick a ghost pepper?
I will lick a pepper, and I will lick it sensually or non-sensually, because it's not the exterior.
Will you lick the innards of the pepper?
No, right? See, right there? Okay, maybe I would lick the innards of a pepper, but the minute those seeds touch your tongue, you're done.
Okay. Is it illegal to have ghost peppers shipped to the U.S. via pigeon? Dominic wants to know.
It's the only way to ship ghost peppers. Yeah. Plus, it's convenient. You get those straight from Mexico or wherever they grow.
Okay.
How do you get ghost peppers? How could we get our hands on ghost peppers? Can you just go to the grocery store and buy them?
That's a good question. I mean, we probably don't need to do too much research. Let's just assume that it's all out of reach.
Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking is, if we have all of the guests, the 300 or 400 people we have showing up this weekend, bring a ghost pepper.
Yes.
Danny,
will you at least lick every pepper that people bring?
I will lick every pepper. Guys, I may consider licking one pepper, but understand, the minute I lick that pepper, I'm done for the day. I'm going to be living in a tub of ice cream for the remainder of that day.
Okay. Well, you heard it here, folks. Get the ghost peppers here. Danny's going to lick them.
All right. Lick one pepper.
You bring it. Danny licks it. That's our promise.
Is that
you.
Our slogan? That's our promotional material. You bring it. Danny licks it.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Rahapcon.com. must have a ticket for admission to like the pay. You can't just show up with the pepper. You need to have a ticket.
Yeah, ticket. I'm excited. And this. Lick it. It's this Saturday. What time do the festivities start, Rob, on Saturday?
I believe, let me see. I think our News AF show is going to start. I think we're opening the doors at 10:30, and I think we're starting at 11. I think that's right. And then we're going to break for lunch, and then we'll do the Survivor panel in the afternoon. Danny, are you going to stay for the Survivor panel, or are you going to go to the hospital?
Yeah, I told you. If I lick a pepper, I'm done. So whenever I black out my schedule,
straight to the hospital. On,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so I probably will be at the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. I think the doors are going to open at 10. I think we'll probably start News AF around 10:30, and then go till about noon or so with the News AF 100th episode celebration.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to then we got the Survivor panel,
then lunch, and then Survivor panel, and then Family Feud.
Fantastic!
So very exciting. Okay,
and socializing and pictures and all the great
everything.
Stuff.
Dominic says hologram Danny would lick it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He would lick it. He would eat it. He would gurgle it. Hologram Danny's going to do all sorts of things for all sorts of people.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Animatronic Tyson would do that stuff too.
Yes. And sex robot Danny also.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'll sell my image to the sex industry. What do I care?
Right. Right. That's what it says on the box. You pick it. He licks it. That's it.
Yeah. This is also how the Danny sex robot goes, because they're like, you have to start with your eyes closed. Then he whispers in your ear and they're like, oh, this very obese man is whispering. And they open, pleasantly surprised to see muscular lean Danny.
And then then I'm like, what would you like me to lick?
This ghost pepper.
The spicier, the better.
And then you have to then
I'd get one of those.
Yeah.
I'd get one of those robots.
Okay.
That would be creepy if I went over to your house
and I had and three of them.
One hanging up in the closet.
Yeah. Like Vicky from Small Wonder, just like standing in the closet, always in standby mode, so I just clap my hands.
Covered in like, pepper seeds.
Yeah. It crawls out on all fours. It's like, "Master, what would you have me do?" And like, Danny, ignore that.
Yeah, Vicky from Small Wonder would eat the pepper, but then her face would like turn like with melt, special effects, right? Like, like it would go like the red would rise up. That's what the effects would be on that show.
Like, yeah. Yeah, or she'd have like a
like smoke would come out of her ears.
Yes, yeah, I remember her.
That's
that
what
cool.
I see happening.
All right, what's the
maybe
hashtag
we need
today?
To replace Rob.
Yeah.
We got to replace the animatronic band with 10 Vickies.
Are they just going to play the Small Wonder theme song?
Yeah. It's a small wonder.
Pretty and bright with white curls. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to watch that show.
Yeah, so did I.
Okay. We should let's do a rewatch of the whole series in podcast.
Okay, Danny, you in?
A weekly. It's not just one podcast. It's every week we come out with the next episode recap.
How about there's an option to get out of that by eating one pepper?
Yeah.
The pepper.
Deal. Yes.
Okay.
100% this is a deal. Okay, so Danny's on.
And then when Danny can quit at any time, there's a ghost pepper in the emergency glass. How many seasons were there of Small Wonder? So let's see how many episodes there would be of this podcast.
I think in a second that you could tell the robot was aging, they had to pull it off.
Yeah.
Amazingly,
believe it or not, they only did one season, so it would only be 24 episodes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They only did one season of Small Wonder?
Yeah. 85, 86. I think they just re-aired the episodes a lot.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go. And I'm trying to see if anybody did, and if from Small Wonder went on to do anything else. I think the neighbor, she did. She was in a lot of things. I think.
Yeah, getting confused with other people. The kooky lady.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah.
But actually, no, I think I'm getting her confused with other stuff. So, no, I don't think, I think it kind of was like, a pox on everybody's career. Right.
Yeah.
Involved with it.
Just maybe, like Emoji Movie.
Right.
Yep.
Could we get the girl, Jerry, she was only in that. Her name is Jerry Spurin.
Could we get her?
Yeah. Could we get her in
for a
stuff?
Reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we could.
Oh wait, maybe they rebooted. Maybe they rebooted the show. It seems like it ran from 85 to 89. So I got some bad intel on that.
Oh, you weren't looking on IMDb.
Sorry, Danny. It actually ran for 4 seasons.
That, man, I'll die before the season's end.
Yeah. All right, so stay on the lookout for that. Somewhere, Scott St. Pierre is saying, "I want no part of this." Want no part of editing Small Wonder podcast. All right. What's the hashtag?
Pick it and lick.
Pick it and lick it.
Pick it and lick it.
All right.
RapCon 2017 SLC or bust.
SLC or bust. That's right. So you could use both of those. That's fine.
Okay. That's fine.
You pick it, Danny licks it. There you go. All right, so very excited to get out to Utah this weekend. Excited to see your beautiful state up close and in person, and see everybody coming out for the News AF 100th episode celebration at the RahapCon. Tyson, do you have a review for us?
Yes.
What do you got?
I already got it lined up.
Yes.
You didn't even have to stall at all. Are you ready?
Ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me find the one I wanted to read.
It looks like Vicky from Small Wonder has not worked since when she was on Small Wonder.
Hmm.
It's a small
wonder.
That's
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a small wonder.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That's the brother. The brother has not worked since Small Wonder.
Here we go. Oh, 5 stars by Subtle Mullet. The sweet sound of this news trio causes my ears to orgasm in an audible delight the moment it touches them.
Wow.
Head mouth trumpeter, Rob, and chief spider disposal strategist, Tyson, lead the charge on the most informative news stories of the week, while Danny's bolt hole always makes me feel welcome and like I belong.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather eat 100 ghost peppers than miss a single week. You did it, guys.
Auditory-induced orgasm. I think that's a thing, according to those one people.
Yeah, it is. It's their favorite kind. Oh, we're doing it again. Oh. Rob?
Yes.
I think that's a call for some mouth trumpet.
Do you have a request?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hold on. I got this.
Price
I got
is
this.
Right. The well, Price is Right theme.
No, if I may, I'd like to go off the board in honor of the Chuck E. Cheese robots and try to attempt party rocking in the world tonight.
Okay. Here we go.
Play us out. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for the edit of the News AF podcast and to News AF intern Lita for her amazing research. And we close the show with the party rocking in the world tonight.
That's pretty good.
All right. Take care, everybody.
We did it, guys.